your savings account's interest rates are about to drop again because both OCBC 360 and Standard Chartered Bonus Saver have just announced that they are cutting rates on May 1st. So in this video, I'm giving you the updated breakdown of where's the best place to park your money right now. From the high interest savings accounts to fast free no condition options, then the best cash management accounts, and finally, the best place to park your midterm savings. For each one, I'll give you the exact rates, the conditions you need to fulfill, and the best pick depending on how much you have. Let's not waste any time and let's jump right in. Alright, first up, high interest savings accounts. At $50,000, if you are able to hit the salary and spend criteria, the Standard Chartered Bonus Saver accounts will give you about $925 a year. That's a 1.85% effective interest rate. However, if you can't hit the $3,000 salary or the $1,000 card spend requirements from Standard Chartered, OCBC 360 has a lower criteria. By hitting $1,800 in salary credit and $500 in card spend, you will still earn about $850 a year. Then at $100,000 savings, the OCBC 360 accounts would take the lead instead. With the safe bonus on top of salary and spend, you earn about $1,950 interest a year, or 1.95% interest. Meanwhile, Standard Chartered Bonus Saver will get you a slightly lower rate of about $1,850. Then at $150,000, UOB 1 wins. This account pays you about $2,850 interest a year, which is roughly 1.9% effective interest rate. The reason UOB pulls ahead at this level is because the higher tiers pay a much higher interest rate. So the more you save with them, the better rate that you will get. On top of that, UOB 1 is running a few promos right now that can help you earn even more rewards on top of their standard interest. For example, Stack of Cash gives you up to $700 cash for depositing fresh funds. Salary Plus gives first timer up to $180 for setting up salary credit and gyro. And their Bill and Tax Super Saver gives you 6% rebates on IRAS utilities and telco gyro payments. This is where it gets interesting. If you are able to meet the invest criteria, Standard Chartered Bonus Saver would actually dominate at every single level. Even after the May cut, the invest criteria would leave Standard Chartered Bonus Saver interest to $1,675 at $50,000, $3,350 at $100,000, and $4,275 at $150,000. That's significantly more than OCBC or UOB at any tier. So how does it work? To fulfill the invest criteria, you will need to invest at least $30,000 into a unit trust through SC Invest or equities through SC Trading, then hold it for at least 6 months. And after 6 months, SC pays you the bonus interest. But if you sell investments early, you will forfeit everything. Oh yeah, SC is currently running a promo where you can get $168 cash when you sign up for the SC Bonus Saver account and credit card. Just use my code here and deposit $50,000 in fresh funds to qualify. Now, if you want to start investing, you need to keep your costs low. That's why I use Interactive Brokers. With Interactive Brokers, you are paying just 35 cents per trade on the US stock market. That's one of the lowest in the industry. They also give you access to Ireland domiciled ETFs, which can save you a chunk of dividend withholding taxes. And if you are not sure what to invest in, they also have a bunch of free company research tools built right into the platform. So you can do your homework before putting your hard-earned money in. Check out my link in the description to get started. Alright, now back to the video. Now, moving on, understandably, not everyone is able to deal with a salary crediting or card spend minimums. Like if you are a freelancer or if you have a second pool of money that you just want to park somewhere, this section is for you. At $10,000, the SingLife account gives you the highest interest at 1.5%. That's $150 a year for literally doing nothing. Though, it's worth noting that SingLife is an insurance savings plan and not a bank deposit. But your capital is still guaranteed and the account is covered under SDIC's Policy Owners Protection Scheme. Then at $50,000, GoldSavers gives you the highest interest at 1.3%. That is $650 a year. Then at $100,000, UOB Stash gives you the highest interest at about $1,505 a year, which works out to roughly 1.5% effective rate. But there's a big catch. Any month you make a withdrawal, you will lose the bonus interest for that entire month. And your monthly average balance cannot decrease from the previous month. So it's great if you are just parking there and leaving the money alone. But it's terrible if you need flexibility. So if you need the flexibility to withdraw anytime, GoldSavers is the best option. you will earn $1,300 a year at 1.3%. Then lastly, at 150K, Gold Savers wins again. It gives $1,840 a year at 1.23% interest rates. Moving on to cash management accounts. Unlike bank deposits, where your money is insured by SDIC, cash management accounts invest your money into money market funds or short duration bond funds. So there's some form of risk involved, and the rates you see are projected yields and not guaranteed rates. So why would anyone use them? While there's risk involved, the rates offered here can sometimes be comparable or even higher as compared to the rates that you can get from banks. So if you understand what you are getting into, and if you are comfortable with the risk, this can be a great place to park your money. I'll break this down into three groups, starting with the lower risk options. If you are a new Longbridge user, you will get a 5% interest booster on your first $2,000 for a year worth $100. On top of that, you can earn free Nvidia shares worth up to $1,106 depending on how much you deposit and trade, plus up to $90 in option welcome gifts. Next, Chocolate Finance gives you 2% on the first 20K and 1.8% on the next 30K. And anything above that, you can still get up to 1.8%. The reason you say up to is because the top-up program only covers the first 50K. Above that, the rate depends on how the underlying funds perform. So if the funds earn more than 1.8%, Chocolate keeps the extra. But if it earns less than 1.8%, you will earn the lower rate. However, if these rates are too low for you, here are some higher yield options. But because higher yield equals higher risk, I would recommend holding for at least 12 months to ride out any short-term fluctuations. At the top, we have UOB AM Cash Plus Extra. It gives the highest projected yield of about 3.3% as of January 23, 2026. And they get this yield by investing your money into a portfolio that's about 90% HGD bonds and T-bills. Next, StashAway Simple Plus has a projected yield of 2.7% as of April 1st, 2026. And the returns come from a mix of short duration HGD bond funds. And lastly, Endowus Cash Smart Ultra sits at 2.2%. The returns come from a mix of short duration bond and money market funds from managers like PIMCO, Lion Global and Fullerton. Now, if you ever want to get your money back, all of these options will take about 3 to 10 business days to redeem. So if you need money that you can pull out on the same day, the last group is for you, instant withdrawal. For this, Wise Interest gives you about 1.03% yield, and you can withdraw up to 17K per day instantly. This is followed by Mari Invest Safe Plus, which gives you 0.85% yield, and you can withdraw up to 10K per day instantly. Moving on to the final category, Midterm Savings. This is for money that you won't need for at least another 6 months to a few years. The options here are less liquid, but the yields can be better. Let's start with Singapore Savings Bonds. For the May 2026 issuance, the 10-year average yield is at 2.14%, with year 1 rates starting at 1.4% and slowly increasing until it hits 2.96% by year 10. SSB is fully backed by the Singapore government, so this is as risk-free as it gets. Now, one great thing about SSB is that while it allows you to earn a decent yield for 10 years, there's also no penalty for early redemption. If you need your money back, you can easily redeem it and get your money back the following month. You can invest with as little as $500 all the way to 200K. So if you have spare cash that you know you won't need for a while, SSBs are one of the safest places to put it. However, if you want an even higher yield, and if you are willing to accept some lockup and some risk, you can check out Big Funder. Big Funder is an MAS licensed platform which lets you lend money to property developers for 6 to 12 months and earn fixed returns of up to 4.8% in SGD. While the yield sounds very high, I have to warn you that this is not capital guaranteed and you are taking on credit risk, meaning if the borrower ever fails to repay the loan, you could end up losing money. But to mitigate this, there are several layers of protection. For example, Big Funder holds the first legal charge on the property, meaning if the borrower defaults, they can liquidate the property and investors are the first in line to get paid. Loans are also capped at 70% of the property's value, so there's a buffer even if prices drop. That said, no amount of protection eliminates the risk entirely, so don't put the money here that you can't afford to lose. That's everything. If you want to sign up to any of them, you can find my referral codes and links down in the description below. If you find this useful, like, share and subscribe as I'll be posting new videos every week. As always, I will see you in the next one.